Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this terrific Thursday. Joining us right now from Russell Street Report, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Brian McFarland. What's going on, Brian?
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. We know by now that the Baltimore Ravens traded Odafe Oweh to the Los Angeles Chargers. So with that being said, how much money do the Ravens have under the cap if they want to make more moves?
Yeah, so at this point, they're in pretty good shape. They've got a little over $14 million in cap space. Some of that still needs to be, you know, reserved for future injuries and calling up guys, you know, your two-weekly practice squad elevations. But they're in good shape, for, you know, as far as that goes. Anybody they're acquiring now, I mean, we're approaching halfway into the season. So if a guy has a $20 million salary, you're only paying 10 at this point, or maybe at this point a little more than that. But once we get to the trade deadline, it's pretty much half of the season. So they're in good shape to really, if they need to. The question is, you know, does it make sense, I guess? And I think these next two games will probably go a long way towards deciding that.
So what's your calculus in this, though, Nick? How active do you think they're going to be if they win or lose?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. They could be active either direction.
Right.
I mean, I think this, you know, if they lose this next game, the Bears game at home, I think, you know, you probably pretty much have to pack it up. If they win, then they'll probably, you know, wait and see what happens. You know, they usually play reasonably well in Miami, and Miami's playing terribly this year, but you never know. You get a hurricane come through or something like that, and it changes the weather and things like that. So, you know, they win the next two, I think they're buyers for sure. But if they go 1-1, who knows? If they go 0-2, I think you might look at, you know, are they going to offload a couple guys perhaps?
Yeah, I guess, Brian, when you're looking at the types of moves they can make, if they did get somebody that had a rather large contract, is that something where you have to sign that guy to an extension or stretch that out to make it work in those types of trades? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, when you make a trade, you have to be able to fit the guy under his present number under your cap this year. And I think they can pretty much do that. And they've got some flexibility. They could, there's some minor restructures they could do if they needed a little extra here and there.
Okay.
Then for, you know, for future, like that guy, you know, guy like Brian Burns, for instance, from the Giants. Now the Giants are only two games out of the division lead at this point, not expecting them to be there, stay there probably. But, you know, there are a lot of teams you wouldn't expect that you might expect to be, I should say, sellers like the Colts, you know, who are now in first place. Or actually, I think they're the number one seed in the AFC right now.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, the list of sellers right now is not really great. You look at the Dolphins, but a guy like, go back to Brian Burns, he's got about two more years after this with about $20 million a year. They would probably, he's still young enough, they probably would go in and extend them, but they don't have to do that. There's some guys that are in the last year of their deals that they, you know, obviously you want to see how the rest of the season goes, but they've done that before where they've, you know, traded for Marcus Peters, traded for Roquan Smith, and then, you know, signed him to extensions late in the year or before the next season. So, so they could do that. If there's some guys that have some more years, they probably would look to extend them just to flatten that deal out and take away those next 2 years at 20 mil. But it makes it a little easier to do if you do that, obviously.
Brian McFarland joins us, Russell Street Report, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, we're talking about what trades the Ravens would make to bring people in, but you said the next two games really matter. Let's say they go 0-2 in those next two, God forbid. That puts them at 1-7. Who are some of the candidates for them to trade away?
Yeah, I mean, guy, you're looking at guys, you know, at the end of their contracts. Van Noy would be a guy, Mark Andrews, if they, you know, if they don't expect to extend him or do an extension with him, then he would be a guy you'd look at. I mean, you know, Isaiah Likely, I don't think that would happen because I think they want to re-sign
him. I keep hearing his name come up, though, Brian. The third person has brought his name up.
Well, I guess because we kind of all expected there'd be an extension by now, and there hasn't been. So what does that mean? If they're really far apart and they don't think that's a gap they can bridge, then you might look to trade him. I mean, he would have probably the most value. He's on an expiring contract, but it's a rookie contract. So he's easy to fit in for a team this year, and then they work on extending him in the offseason or later this year after they acquire him. So, I don't see that one happening, but, you know, like I said, we don't know the ins and outs of what the numbers have been, you know, what they talked about. It sounded like they were close. Or at least rumors they were close, and then, you know, nada since then. So, I don't expect that one, but that's probably the one that could bring you the biggest return. I don't think you're getting a big return for any of these guys because, they're on expiring contracts.
What do you think the future holds for J.R. Alexander?
Well, it's a $4 million deal. Mm-hmm. It was a good risk, I guess, obviously. It hasn't played out. I don't know. I mean, playing him in that first game seemed, you know, foolish in hindsight. I kind of thought he was a guy that, you know, you would, especially since, you know, they brought him in during training camp, so he needed some ramp up. That's why kind of that Bills game seems like foolish to me. I think he was a guy that the idea was, we don't know that we can get 17 games out of him, but if we, or even, you know, 21 games out of him, or, you know, going to all the way to the Super Bowl. But if we can have him healthy and playing well in November, December, and January, that's great, because at that time we thought we had a lot of depth at that position. So, I mean, it looked like a good deal. I still think it was a worthy risk. Obviously, you know, that money's guaranteed. So whether he's here or not, they're still paying him. So I could see, you know, if the season goes in the toilet from here, I could see them moving on from him to, you know, bring up some younger guys perhaps to get a look at for the next year in the future. And maybe they just let him go and say, you know, if some playoff team wants to sign you, then have at it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like he's, you know, been a problem or anything. I mean, it kind of has a Deontay Johnson feel to it, but not really, because I don't think he's been a problem, so to speak, like Johnson was. But that might be just one that, you know, they just cut bait at some point if the season goes down the drain.
Hey, Brian, if they are adding, is it definitely a pass rusher or D lineman in your mind that they're adding to this team, or are there other spots they could look at as well?
I mean, it could be, you know, it could be a guard. I mean, you know, Kevin Zeitler's out there he wouldn't cost much to get from the Titans, I wouldn't think.
Bring him back.
That looks, another one of those hindsight, you know, looks like a bad move 2 years ago when they let him go.
DeCosta doesn't make a lot of mistakes. I think that was one of them.
I would agree. That's somebody, and it's not going to cost much either on the cap or as far as draft compensation. I mean, they're going to have 9 to 11, depending upon how comp picks work out, draft picks next year. So, I mean, they've got some ammunition, not a lot of high picks, but they've got some ammunition. I mean, what's Zeitler going to be, a pick swap or, you know, a sixth or a seventh, something like that. So, I mean, they could be tandem moves like that. But, I mean, obviously, I think defensive line is probably the place that obviously, be it edge or interior right now, that they're really hurting.
There he is, Brian McFarland. Brian, tell people where to find you.
Sure. So my articles are on Russell Street Report. Right now, generally my dead time, though unfortunately the way the season's going, my ramp up for next season is coming a little earlier perhaps than I would have hoped. I think we all would have hoped.
Yeah.
You know, and then on Twitter/X, I'm at Raven Salary Cap. So anytime a move is made, I try to get the numbers together as quickly as information's available and get it out there.
You do a great job with it. Thanks a lot, Brian, always.
I appreciate it, fellas. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, man.
Bye. Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, we will continue some trade talks and swirling some rumors ourselves, or maybe even looking at some possibilities. Up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What you got, Con?
I want to tell everybody Sports Talk and the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. I was a monkey.
What'd you say?
I'm singing the song.
All right.
Beefcake Pantyhose.
What do you think happens, has a better chance of happening, Ed? The Ravens trading for a premier pass rusher, or the Ravens trading off players?
Trading off players. Yeah. I don't, premier pass rushers now, is, it's like getting a pitcher in baseball. Like they're really valuable.
Yeah.
It's hard to come by.
And folks, he's not saying he thinks the Ravens are going to suck. He's just saying, out of those two options, I agree. I think the Ravens turn it around. However, if you gave me those two options, Jeremy, I think there's a greater chance that the Ravens trade off players than go out and get a premier pass rusher. Not because of not doing your due diligence. I just think, like Ed said, the asking price is probably beyond what they're willing to give you.
Well, I mean, you're only going to have two games. Well, because you play that Thursday night, two games before the trade deadline. The deadline's November 4th at 4 p.m. That's on a Tuesday. So you got 2 weeks, and these are two very winnable opponents. I think they're adding, if they can. You got to find the
premier
right
pass rusher. Yeah. That's the question.
Yeah, I think they're adding a premier, well, Premier is the key word. Like,
yes.
I don't think they're trading for Micah Parsons. Like,
okay, give me a name that you think is premier, other than naturally.
I mean, I think Brian Burns is premier. Okay. The top pass rusher in the league.
Okay.
He's just not, he's not in that upper echelon of guys, but he could be. He has that type of talent. What if you called Miami? Miami's got two guys. They got Bradley Chubb, who really hasn't performed, and now I'm blanking on the other guy's name.
I don't
name.
Think Bradley's in that category.
So the other guy down there, he has more.
I think that's what he get, a Bradley Chubb guy. Well, I don't think it's premier.
But again, you're not giving up as much to go get those guys, and anything's going to be better than what you have.
Hear me, hear what I'm saying, folks. I think the Ravens pay add a pass rusher. But not one of those upper echelon guys. I do. I don't think the Ravens are going to trade off players. However, the question is, what has the better chance of happening? For me, trading off players does, because I don't think they go out and get that guy. They get a guy. They'll get a guy.
So my point is, I think they're adding regardless. It may not be a premier pass rusher. Yeah. It could be a guy on the defensive line that helps them out.
Why don't you answer my question then? Because that's what I asked.
I don't like your question.
Okay.
Who wrote it? You or Joe? Because I don't
like
enough.
It. Fair enough. It's not written at all. That's blank.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing written.
You didn't.
It's off the top of my dome.
That's a big dome, too, so he's been thinking a while.
Well, you know how long I've been thinking because you heard my thoughts. Come on, bring it back. bring it back.
I'm still waiting to get in one ear and go out the other. That's what I'm waiting for.
So any other pieces you like them to add?
To add?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I mean, to me, pass rusher is and has been the one thing that's eluded us. So honestly, other than that, I mean, it has to be offensive line help. I just don't. I think the guard positions are still kind of. I don't know.
So, here's the names that are thrown out there, and this was from The Athletic. And by the way, I wouldn't be surprised. The first name they list is Mark Andrews. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the guy they trade, and not likely. I don't think there's any way they're trading likely.
You don't think they trade likely?
No.
I hope they don't. But three people that we've had on have mentioned
it. Because this is the NFL. Teams don't do that to add draft pick. Like, teams like the Ravens, who expect to be right back in it next year, don't want to all of a sudden be looking for tight
end. I can see them parting company with Andrews, Alexander for sure.
I'm calling DeCosta they trade likely.
Yeah, I don't think they trade likely. It doesn't make sense. It's like...
Here's the list of names that they had and see if any of them...
You know you'd have messed up now, right?
I brought up Bradley Chubb, edge rusher from the Dolphins. DeMario Davis, I've always liked him. Linebacker, New Orleans. Trey Hendrickson, I don't think the Bengals are trading within the division a pass rusher like that. DeAndre Hopkins from the Ravens.
They traded Joe Flacco, the Browns did. You don't think they traded Hendrickson?
No.
I mean...
That's a four... Well, I mean, I'm not saying they wouldn't. I'm just saying for Ravens.
I'm messing with you.
You get DeAndre Hopkins, David Njoku from the Browns, Jalen Phillips, edge from the Dolphins. That's the other guy I was talking about. He actually has more quarterback hits or rush or hurries, whatever it was, than the whole Ravens team combined. Wyatt Teller, guard from the Browns.
What about sacks? What about sacks?
I mean,
don't want hurries. I don't want off the spot.
Somewhere.
I don't want, I'm thinking about you.
Oh, it's more pressures. That's what he has.
I don't want, I'm thinking about you. I don't want that.
Is a pressure slightly better than a hurry, but less than a hit? Is that what it is? Because if you hurry him, it means he's like got to pick. But when you pressure him.
I'm thinking about the first question. You're adding on to the question. No.
It's not different? Okay.
No.
Because it was pressures.
I mean, pressure could be a lot of things. It's 3rd and 8. That's pressure.
Hey, y'all know you got to get this?
I'm under pressure. And they're blitzing. I'm under pressure. You know, that's just all them dumb stats. You take the guy down. It's 2025, man. The quarterbacks nowadays don't care about that stuff. Not the younger ones. Don't care about that pressure.
Some of these
taking
guys
me off
don't,
the spot.
Don't mind getting off the
exactly.
spot.
Exactly. Oh, you're actually moving me from the pocket? You know I can run. I'm just saying, you know I can run. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, gentlemen? It's been a long time. How you doing?
Good. All right.
Man, it's nice to hear from you guys. I want to say something real quick about Lamar and the offense. And I've been thinking about this all week since they've been blowing out those last two games. Lamar's last two games where he had the spies put on him, I really think that's a failure for the offensive coordinators to make a change, even when they put in the Cooper Rush, they got to know that spies are a thing now, and Lamar is not going to be able to get out of every play. And as far as the defense goes, I think they're exactly right. And we keep seeing it on national shows all the time. And I think the defense has gotten a little too soft. What happened to a 4-3 and going straight after the quarterback? I mean, this whole 3-4, everybody spread out.
Chris, if you go 4-3, who's your premier pass rusher coming off the edge?
I know.
Who's your guy?
I know it's all about edge. It's all about edge rushing now, and I get that.
It's always been.
Do you think we're missing something going straight down the middle and letting offensive lines know that we're going to hit you?
When's the last time you saw a 4-3 defense in the NFL?
The Steelers were using a 46 last game. I mean, they rushed sometimes, and then they
pulled them back. Three
linebackers? No, they had a...
Yeah. That's what he's saying. People aren't putting...
No one's doing it anymore.
Yeah, because you need DBs.
Yeah, it's the game has changed. I mean, no one's used a 4-3 in a long time. It used to be a middle linebacker, weak and strong side, and I haven't seen that since, you know, Christ was a baby. Whoa. Like, it just...
4-3 doesn't add up because you got to have five DBs. So that takes one of the DBs off the field as it is.
Yeah, and the real pass rushes now, basically
stand up.
Yes,
it used to be
a hand in the dirt defensive end that was the Deacon Jones, you know, Carl Eller kind of guys. It's like that's not the game anymore.
Two teams use a 4-3, Commanders and Cowboys.
I got five teams here.
Who else?
Packers, Giants, Cardinals, and Bears. But again, it's the base defense is totally changing. League. There used to be more than half the teams ran the 4-3. And then teams will change their base defense from week to week and what they want to run against the other team. Most teams are running a lot of the 3-4, or as you talked about, some sort of hybrid with dime and nickel packages the entire game, more D-backs on the field. But
the Eagles use a hybrid, too. Joe LaCroix on court, 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, so yesterday went 2-3 in my top plays, 1-3 in the props that I gave out. So it wasn't a great day, but there's a lot today. One of my favorite college football plays of the week. I love the NFL game. There's a baseball game that I think everybody should be jumping on. And I got a hockey matchup as well. I'll tell you who to bet on when we come back right here on The Fan.
Kirk sends a fly ball the other way. Robles retreating to the track, to the wall. It's another home run. Opposite field blast for Alejandro Kirk and a dozen for the Jays on their fourth bomb of the night.
There you go. That's courtesy of FS1. It's hard to speak sometimes. It's all I do for a living. Anyway, that being said, that was a loss for me. That was my top play, and I missed out on that. I thought the under was going to be a good play. We didn't have – I mean, when you look at the game, George Kirby just didn't have it in the, third inning?
He did not. And I was surprised in that situation they let him go so long, too.
Yeah.
Give up 8 runs.
Well, I guess maybe because you have the lead and you're trying to save some of your bullpen. I don't know. But it's interesting, though. Like, today we're going to get another matchup. We get two matchups today. We get two games, which I love when we have this because I feel like it's alternating. We get to that point where it's just one on each day. I like going home in the afternoon and watching the game and then getting ready for the nightcap. So
do I, actually.
But I want to tell people right now, 2 tickets to see My Chemical Romance on August 18th at Nationals Park, courtesy of Live Nation, 410-583-1057, caller number 5. And then we'll do this. We'll get to the games right now. So with yesterday, as I said, my props got burned a little bit. I got hit by the hook twice. I had George Kirby over strikeouts. He had 4, but because he got blown up in that inning, didn't get to go. And by the way, I didn't realize how bad my Yamamoto thing was yesterday. Did you know the last out Yamamoto recorded was a strikeout? So I had him under 6.5 strikeouts, and that gave him 7. The first time we see a guy pitch a damn complete game, and the last guy, usually the last guy is the one that's hitting the soft roller up the first base or the pop fly. And he strikes him out, and son of a bitch. God bless him. Anyway, so the other thing I got, I lost by the hook on the hockey matchup is we had the under there. And it just did not work. Or I'm sorry, the over, and it just did not work out. So here's what I like for tonight. I will start off with the NHL. I like Seattle and Ottawa to go under 5.5. In college football, this is a weird one because ECU hasn't beaten anyone, and they're favored by 17 points. And people are like, "Well, I think that's way too many points. They shouldn't be favored by this much." And I look at this game and I say, well, there has to be a reason why. Because Tulsa hasn't beat anyone either. I think the right side of this is East Carolina. I'm going to take them with that big number. And, you know, as we were looking at those teams a couple days ago, East Carolina's played some tougher teams, but all the good teams they've played, they've lost to.
Yeah, and they're not scoring points against those good teams either. They only scored 13 points against BYU, only 17 points against NC State. Those aren't great teams. So that's the thing that concerns me with that spread, because not only are they not beating anybody well good, but they're not scoring a lot against those good teams.
They were beating NC State, and NC State came back in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But Tulsa is not NC State, and Tulsa is not BYU. I don't think they're going to be able to stop East Carolina's offense. And the thing that I noticed is ECU's offense much, much more efficient than Tulsa's. Tulsa's more of that manage the game. We're going to have five or six. If you're looking at ECU's offense and shaking your head, go look at Tulsa's offense and how bad that's been.
Tulsa, I was just about to say that. They scored 35 points against Abilene Christian. That's it. They beat Oklahoma State. That's what got them fired. But that was 19-12. They scored 14 against New Mexico State. They scored 7 against Memphis.
See, so here's
so they're not scoring at all.
Here's my thought process on it, is that if ECU gets a lead, they can't come back. They can't throw their way back. Their quarterback, Tulsa. Tulsa can't. Their quarterback averages like 130 yards a game or something.
Really?
140
really?
Yards. It's really pathetic.
Wow. Option quarterbacks throw more yards than that.
Just absurd. So I like East Carolina a lot. I'm seeing 17s out there, so maybe you can find a 16.5 if it gets to that number. Definitely hammer it. As far as baseball goes, I love Seattle tonight, -130. For some reason, I just think Luis Castillo is going to pitch much better than we see Scherzer. And with Max Scherzer, he hasn't pitched since September
24th, I believe.
Really?
It's a long layoff.
It's a long layoff, yeah.
To look at, I mean, almost, what are we talking about, 3 weeks here?
Just about,
yeah. So we'll have to see what he looks like. I do like him to get over his K prop. It's only 3.5. And I think for him to get over that, he's got to pitch like 3 innings.
Yeah, September 24th against the Red Sox was the last time he pitched.
I like Tyler Glasnow under 6.5 Ks. It's juiced up, though. And I like Shohei Ohtani over 1.5 bases, -125. He's the only guy I have projected to go over 2 bases on average from the, go ahead and drink, I haven't said it in a while, algorithm. And then I like the Dodgers and Brewers to go under, and that's even without knowing how the Brewers are going to stack up their bullpen. But I do think this is a bullpen game. They are tough to work with totals, because if you're throwing your best arms, nobody is going to be allowed. Outside of facing 3 batters, nobody's going to be allowed to get in trouble. We don't have time for this. We cannot go down 3-1. In the NFL, I've talked about it. I think Cincinnati's a live dog. I would not be shocked if they won, but I will gladly, and I mean gladly, take those 5.5 points to help myself out here, because short week, I don't think the Steelers are good. I feel the same way about them that I was talking about the Eagles. Like, something's wrong with that defense, and maybe, just maybe, Jalen Ramsey coming back helps them out.
You're about to make me put some coins on that game.
I just think Cincinnati's in the right spot.
You're about
here
to make me put some.
It's a vomit pick, but hey.
Steady long, steady wrong.
All right. And as far as props in the NFL, I like T. Higgins under 4.5 receptions, Kenneth Gainwell over 6.5 rush attempts, and Joe Vincent Flacco under 23.5 pass completions, babe. And, oh, the other one that I saw is I like Jonnu Smith over 27.5 yards.
Don't think Flacco's name didn't come up in Baltimore runs.
Did it?
Of course.
Oh, God.
Of course.
But, yeah, I love ECU tonight. I love Cincinnati. I love Seattle. Those are my 3 favorite plays. I gave it all out. There you go.
There you go. Wherever you are.
That's where you are.
Yeah, let's go to there Murph in Perry Hall. What's up, Murph?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, just I wanted to throw a scenario at you all that I really, really like. And I'll listen to you when I hang up. As far as the Orioles manager, I'd love to see Albert Pujols as a player manager and Bob Melvin as our bench coach and get rid of Mountie.
A player manager?
Albert Pujols, player manager. Yeah, Albert Pujols, player manager, and Bob Melvin is our bench coach.
Well, I think that's visions of grandeur, first off. And I don't know why you'd want Albert Pujols out there swinging a bat when he hasn't done it in like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I don't get that
22.
At all.
Yeah,
I don't get that at all. He's been retired for a long time already.
Yeah.
That's like, it'd be almost like going, hey, Phil Jackson.
Okay. And his final year, he had an impressive OPS, 109 games he played, 24 home runs, but he's 45 now, 46? Yeah, no, I'm not interested in that.
January, he'll be 46.
Yeah. I get the thought process, but No, I mean, like, there are people that think former players having an extra guy that could do this. Who else just talked about it, having a player coach, which maybe Ichiro did it in a game where he was coaching and playing or something.
Dan Reeves did it with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Neither. Actually.
I don't care. I don't get it, man. This is what I don't get. That dude was holding for 40 minutes. At what point do you talk yourself out of that?
I don't know.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeremy, do you think we probably would have said, you know, this team heading to the bye.
You said 5-1? Is that what
1-5?
Oh.
4-2, maybe worst case scenario, 3-3.
Yeah.
But not 1-5. Did we overrate the Baltimore Ravens before the season?
I mean, I guess you have to say yes because we love the team on paper.
Yeah.
Do we all agree injuries is a big part of this?
Yes.
It plays a major role.
You can't say injuries. Oh. You can't use that.
Do I go coaching or do I go players now? Maybe we did overrate them, but maybe the league's overrated. People are saying Buffalo's overrated now.
Yeah, I don't think we overrated them. I think you have a team underachieving. This is not our fault.
Oh.
This is not the blame to them. This is not our fault.
I wasn't wrong. You guys were wrong.
Exactly.
You wrong for playing that way.
If that's the case, if we overrated them, then everybody in the football world overrated
100%.
Them.
100%. How many of us picked them to win the Super Bowl?
It's not our fault.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I wasn't wrong about Patrick Mahomes. He sucks. It's the rest of the league that's letting him get away with this.
Nice.
I like this. This works, man. I wasn't wrong. You're playing terrible.
I like that one, though. I wasn't wrong about Patrick Mahomes. The rest of the league is letting him get away with sucking. That's the encore for today, Ed.
And the encore brought to you by Lions Den. Pleasure, passion, romance. Listen, you go to Lions Den, they give you a whole new meaning to tush push. I just think it's a good place to go spice up your game a little bit. You know, because if you don't do it, somebody else will. Check them out. 5 locations in the area or lionsden.com.
You got to be careful with that tush push, though. A dime can turn into a silver dollar real quick.
I know.
Let's go out to Ed and Towson so he can save me.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Yo, Ed.
Yes.
I tell you what, man. Y'all did a promo the other day for the Lions Den, and that thing, it was off the chain. I thought y'all, can I tell you what it was?
Yeah.
They would talk, I thought this, whoever it was talking about a car, like getting their car fixed and stuff like that, and talking about an oil change. And then they went into, you know, the guy was convincing the lady that you needed an oil change, and they were talking about it. And after a while, I'm like, wait a minute, they ain't talking about no oil change.
He was talking about checking her oil.
Yeah,
she's about like a quart low.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
It was really good. I really have to give them guys credit because that thing was spot on. But
the old fish hook.
Oh, dude, it was a good commercial. Rob, let me ask you this. Since we're talking about underachieving, all right, somebody's head may come off eventually if they don't get this thing turned around. Everybody's saying Zach Orr, but there are people underneath Zach Orr. So I'm asking you, do you think that, like, people have adjusted to the Ravens? Okay, that's another thing people don't factor in. People get better. They look at film. All they look at is Lamar. So there's that right there. But the other thing is, Rob, do you think the guys underneath, like player development, are we making our play? Do they coach the? I know they coach them, but do they develop the players anymore, or do the players just have it? They got to develop themselves. I mean, what?
First of all, the players adjusting to Lamar. Lamar is completing 72% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, one interception with a passer rating would be a career high of 130.5. What adjustment are they making to Lamar?
It's
Zach Orr, man. It's that we're pointing at everything but him. He had a tutor brought in last year. When the guy came in, things got right. Guys gone, defenses. You got defenders in the secondary looking around, you know, look like a fire drill. Who, me? You? Where am I? Am I over here? Am I over there? Where? Come on. That's not player development. That's cluelessness. And cluelessness is a direct effect from bad coaching. We're making every excuse. He's not good at his job. And he's not the first person that has not been good at their job. No big deal.
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
The league adjusted. They get better. The man is completing a career high 72% of his passes. 10 touchdowns, one interception, and a career high. He has the highest passer rating in NFL history. Yet this year would be a career high.
Mm-hmm.
What is the league adjusting to?
I think maybe he's talking about the fact that you're seeing the spies and everybody's trying to create something.
Ain't working. Ain't working. They scored 40 points in week one and lost. What are they adjusting to? The man is not effective at his job. Talk about Zach Orr.
Yeah.
Okay. Cut bait. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed Norris?
Well, Joe introduced us to some new music this morning.
I love it.
Crown Bin. Check them out. They're an interesting bunch. It's like, it's Middle Eastern, Afghan, Thai. That's the influence of the music. Totally surprised me. And you know what that means in English?
Right.
Airplane. I fell deep into that hole today. But however, and also want to mention there is another Italian Heritage Festival this weekend, 11 to 6.
Hey!
I'm
going to that one.
Yeah, right. It's in Towson, that one? Yeah. Towson Courthouse and Square on the adjacent street. So please check out 11 to 6. It's going to be great. There's going to be great food, beer and wine. Jeremy.
Sausage eating contest?
Yes.
What if you eat them without breaking them?
Sausage, well, then you win.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Think you should go.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
I'll sponsor you.
You want to?
I'll buy your robe. Yeah.
The Sausage King of Baltimore.
What I learned tonight, I will be hosting the Smoketoberfest from 6 to 9 at the Humidor on the Hill, 2 Sherwood Road in Cockeysville. A phenomenal place. Drew Estate Cigars will be there having cigars. Also, the Capitol Grill will provide the catering, so that's going to be good as well. Benefits, Pathfinders for Autism, an organization that I truly, truly believe in, has been all the help for my family and I and my son, Robbie. You can go to PFA.org if you want tickets. Tickets still available for tonight. Again, 6 to 9 o'clock, Smoketoberfest, the Humidor on the hill. Come on out and check us out tonight. Have a good time smoking cigars and get some bourbon. We got some bourbon samples as well. Shelby Blondell will be performing acoustic for us as well.
Really?
So it's going to be a good night.
There,
good
night. Yeah.
No birthdays. No, all right.
Nobody was born today.
Yes.
Nobody. This is the day we skip.
Ever.
Just spent $300 on a limousine and discovered the fee doesn't include a driver. I can't believe I spent all that money and have nothing to chauffeur it. Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? Because it got stuck in the crack. Some of these are really bad. I'm currently reading a book about a couple of insects who fall in love in an Italian city. It's a Rome ants novel.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you are digging deep in a barrel today.
Yes. On a visit to the zoo, I noticed one cage with nothing but a baguette inside. It was bred in captivity.
God help him.
My boss told me to have a good day, so I went home. Stupid. It's so stupid. What do you call a snake wearing a hard hat? A boa constrictor. My wife and I were out to dinner last night. She goes, I want to break up. For starters, I'm sick of your terrible jokes. And I said, okay. And for the main course? All right, I got to get to. There was one just out of this world one that I had to get to. And we did the haircut one yesterday, which is just awful, right?
I wasn't here. Give it to me again.
Oh, you weren't here? No, it's the oldest one. It's like my son asked me, are we going to get our hair cut? And I said, no, we're going to get all of them cut. Who decided to call it marijuana possession and not joint custody? Oh, man. Where is my favorite one? I just lost it. Anyway, I'll give it to you. Me and my friend were walking down the street, and we looked over across the street, and we saw a golden retriever furiously licking its balls. And my friend said, I wish I could do that. To which I said, I'd pet him first.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Ed Friday, babe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.